Our Old Testament reading this morning is found in the 71st Psalm, verses 1 through 6. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel. For you, O God, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. From my birth I have leaned upon you, my protector since my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. Our New Testament reading this morning is found in the book of Luke, 13th chapter, verses 10 through 17. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years, quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it to water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things being done by him. The word of God for the peace of God. Amen.
Thanks, John, for waking them up. Let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. At a prayer meeting, a man asked his pastor to pray for his hearing. And so the pastor placed her hands on the man's ears and prayed. And afterwards, his hearing was better. And he said, well, he wouldn't know till Monday when he appeared before the judge at the courthouse. All right. A woman explained that earlier in her life, she was hunched over, having problems with her posture. She didn't think prayer could help, but she now stands corrected. All right, way back in 1983, how many of you can remember 1983? Most of us. Eddie Murphy performed a move at the end of his comedy special that punctuated how well he did the show. He aced it, and he dropped the mic. Boom. Now, his move has been copied by numerous other performers and has become synonymous with slaying the audience. The mic hits the floor, and you victoriously walk away. Boom. Well, in today's gospel reading, Jesus has a mic drop moment. I mean, he's teaching in one of the Galilean synagogues on the Sabbath day. I mean, he's not singing, he's not doing stand-up comedy, but he's drawing a good crowd. And just then a woman appears, and the scripture describes it as she has a spirit that has crippled her for 18 years, leaving her bent over and unable to stand up straight. And Jesus calls her over and says, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment," upon her. And immediately she stands upright and begins to praise God. Boom, mic drop. But there are some in the crowd that are not impressed, including the leader of the synagogue, who is outraged because Jesus healed the woman on the Sabbath, thereby breaking religious law. I mean, can you imagine witnessing in person a miracle right before your eyes? And instead of being filled with joy, you're thinking, well, yeah, that might be impressive if only he'd done it on another day of the week. The leader says to the crowd, there are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, not on the Sabbath day. And he scolds the crowd for seeking healings on the Sabbath and criticizes Jesus for performing the work of healing. And Jesus responds by figuratively picking up the mic and saying, you hypocrites! I don't do it as well as John. Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? Well, the people in the crowd, they understand that. They do the same things. They're nodding their heads. Yeah, we do this. It's okay. That's not breaking the law. And ought not this woman, says Jesus, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, not bondage on the Sabbath day? Well, again, the people, they get it. They nod in agreement. Yeah, he's right. And the opponents are immediately put to shame. And the entire crowd rejoices at all the wonderful things Jesus is doing. And I can't help but think that some of them in that crowd are thinking, ha ha, he got you. Yeah, we've been thinking that for years, but he said it. Jesus nailed it in that Galilean synagogue and achieved a complete victory over his opponents. Boom, mic drop. That's what the crowd thought. Jesus had nailed it, and they were delighted both with the healing and with his putting the religious leaders in their place. Boom. Sabbath day or not, there's nothing wrong with celebrating a healing and a victory over hypocrisy. When a crippled woman is healed, shame on anyone who gets hung up on religious regulations about the Sabbath. Jesus knows that God's focus is on the needs of the woman, not on the letter of the law. And in a similar way, we should not be timid about doing God's work, in particular, freeing the oppressed and speaking the truth to power. As Christians, we can follow Jesus boldly and drop the mic. Boom. Where to begin? By liberating oppressed people as Jesus. We aren't exactly told the nature of her affliction, but we certainly know folks today who are burdened by life and cannot stand up straight. Abused women, the unemployed, substance abusers, teenagers caught up in sex trafficking, children who struggle to be successful at school. How can we help liberate them from the burdens they carry? For over 25 years, members of Calvary Presbyterian Church in Alexandria, Virginia, have put time and energy into the Eagle's Wings tutoring program, which supports the students of the school next door, Mount Eagle Elementary. And the students come from 40 countries and speak 28 languages. And many are needy, disadvantaged, or have struggles with the English language. And the members of Calvary know that these children are burdened by their schoolwork. It is hard for students to stand up straight when they cannot understand their assignments and participate in class. So church members volunteer to tutor on Wednesday nights and to establish relationships with these students. One-on-one pairing between tutors and students seems to be the greatest benefit of the Eagle's Wings program. A member of the Mount Eagles faculty observes that these children often lack the confidence to speak up in class. They come here and they get that reinforcement. And the next day when the teacher reviews, they may be ready to raise their hands. And it has made a huge difference. One-on-one tutoring is a critical intervention in the lives of needy and disadvantaged students. And it is in line with the work that Jesus did to free the oppressed and bring good news to the poor. And Christians who serve this way are helping children to stand up straight, mount up with wings like eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. And building up those one-on-one relationships is the goal of our Kids Hope program, for which we are always seeking mentors. And I encourage you to prayerfully consider being a mentor for a student at Riley Elementary. And after serving in this way, tutors and mentors alike can proudly drop the mic. Boom. Christians can also speak the truth to power as Jesus did when he blasted people who objected to his work on healing on the Sabbath. A similar kind of truth-telling was done last year when clergy members from across the state of Georgia traveled to Atlanta to criticize the governor's plan to block Syrian refugees. Alyssa Aldape from First Baptist Church of Dalton pointed out that in the Gospels, we have a Savior who was born a refugee child, who was seeking refuge for the first years of his life. And as an immigrant herself, she said to the 11 Alive News that she experienced a warm welcome when she first arrived in Georgia, and she wanted to provide that same comfort to refugees fleeing the violence of Syria. Clergy member Donna Moat serves at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Every week, she greets refugee families arriving in the United States. And she made the point that no one enters our country as a refugee with refugee status without having been thoroughly vetted. These clergy spoke the truth to power, stressing the importance of showing Christian hospitality to refugees. And while they know that our country needs a strong screening system to keep us safe, they side with Jesus in wanting to ease the suffering of fellow human beings. Laws certainly have a place in our religious and national lives. On the whole, our Christian tradition encourages us to be law abiders and commandment keepers. And Jesus himself said that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. But the Apostle Paul made clear that the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Boom. And Jesus was clear that his mission was to bring good news to the poor, release to the captives, and freedom to the oppressed. Ought not this woman, asked Jesus, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day? The answer in the time of Jesus was yes. And it is still yes today. Clergy in Georgia took a stand in support of receiving refugees to do the same. Then they prayed with members of the governor's staff in the hopes of a changed outcome. Boom. In a synagogue in Galilee, Jesus freed the oppressed and spoke the truth to power. His actions healed a crippled woman and put the opponents to shame. And today, Jesus challenges us to do the same. With the boldness that he showed to the crowd and to the leader of the synagogue. Maybe our additional mission is to tutor disadvantaged children, or assist battered women, or fight sex trafficking, or work with substance abusers, or welcome refugees, or support pregnant teenagers, or participate in creation care. Who knows? We have to discern how God is calling us. But like Jesus, we can take bold stands as we free the oppressed and speak the truth to power. And the good news is that these actions lead to celebration, not condemnation, to rejoicing instead of rejection. Luke tells us that the healed woman immediately began praising God. And the entire crowd rejoiced at all the wonderful things that Jesus was doing. And we too can drop the mic and walk away victorious. Boom. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.